listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, the most listened to internet talk radio station in the world. We're kicking off brand new episodes. I'm your host, David Cohen. We got Kevin Scringy in the studio.
We love him.
In the studio.
Hey, guys. So as you know,
at the beginning of time, Earth will be mine, living in luxury. Imagining a world out there, believing in the sun worth water and air. Take me there.
Wow. Okay. DubFX, Love Someone. If you don't know, best way to kick off a show.
You need deception if you decide it. I know you can find it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Listen, guys. Wow, this is just like, this song just perfectly describes everything we're trying to transition to with Dave's Good Vibration Station. It's called Love Someone, representing Dub FX. See, it's possible to love someone it and is. Not treat them in the way that you want. See your eyes, be the devil in disguise.
Okay, see, it's all about raising the vibration. Guys, see, that's what we're here. We are now starting off a new, brand new, almost like a season change without the season change.
But we're back at season one, oddly enough, because it's a new title.
Yeah, you know we are back at season one.
Yeah.
We are back at this is season one, episode one, Dave's Good Vibration Station, LATalkRadio.com. You're tuned in.
You are.
Yeah. Hey, if you guys want to call in live on the air, 323-203-0815. Once again, that number's 323-203-0815. Also, take out pen and paper. Right now, you're going to want to write this down. No longer is it the same email address.
Oh,
no, it's
God.
Not, because that just
so
wouldn't
confusing.
Make sense. Right? You wouldn't want, you know, an old email address with a different show name. That's just it. So you're going to want to email me at davesvibrationstation@gmail.com.
Gmail.
There you go. There you go. davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Just like the title says.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah.
So
simple. Questions.
So simple. So check this out, guys. Today, we're going to start out by giving you some Nam-myoho-renge-kyo, some love, some unconditional love and appreciation from the studio. Here you go. Ooh, bam. Wow. Do you feel it? Oh, wow.
No,
you're
felt
loved.
That. I felt that a little bit.
Get felt it. Hey, maybe you got to be in the studio to feel it. All right, guys. So listen up. You know, I'm thinking to kick it off. I'm 19 years old. Kev?
I'm 19 years old.
Right. You know, we have been out of high school for 2 years.
Yes, indeed.
And, you know, we have jobs. You know, we're working. You've been in and out of jobs. You know, the economy, this and that. Okay, but here's the whole thing. This
going
is why,
to school.
Right, going to school. Going to school. Doing well. Here's the thing. This is why I want to kick this show off. Because, like, I think it'd be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing to talk about what kids our age, you know, young adult, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, what, like, we're afraid of. And, like, all the possibilities that, like, could happen in the future. And, like, depending on, like, our past and, like, all these fears that we have, like, built up within us. Like, you know, are we going to get a good job? Are we going to go to a good school? You know, what's the deal over here? So I thought that it'd be a wonderful opportunity to just kind of like talk about that and get it out on the table, Because God knows that, you know, I have my own fears. I have my own doubts.
Yeah,
about,
everyone does. Yeah.
You know, everybody does. Damn, man. Like, you know, I'm 19 years old. I have a great job. I love my job. And I'm attending school. But, you know, it gets repetitive after a while. You get into this pattern and you start to ask yourself, you're like, well, damn, you know, I've been doing this for quite some time. And like, you know, what's the next step? You know, when's there going to be a break? You know, am I going to go to school? And, you know, is something going to happen? Am I going to, you know...
You know, we're young. We have so many years ahead of us. It's pretty common to have all these fears. And we want you guys to call in today and talk to us about some of your fears.
Yes. Yes, we do. We'd love for you to call in. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. Call in live on the air. Talk to us. Tell us what your fears are. You know, you don't even have to be a teen. Whatever, dude. Like, whether you're 2 or 102, you still have life ahead of you. You know what I mean? But I mean, obviously by 102, you're probably pretty set up for life and hopefully retired. But still, you have some life ahead of you.
Am I going to eat oatmeal tomorrow?
Should I put my dentures on the left or the right side of that?
I love old people.
Dude, old people are cool. But really, you know, that's what I wanted to talk about today. Also, if you guys are parents of kids or something and you guys want to call in and talk about what, you know, if you guys were young and what your fears were and how things worked out for you, just, I don't know, like, let us know it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, pick up the phone. You know, today, you're helping us. Today, we need you, parents.
We're helping them and you.
Jack, we're helping you. Help us help you.
But with fears, I'd probably say there's probably top three common fears.
Okay, top three common fears. Let's hear Kevin's.
I don't know. I'd say my top fear is... God, well, regarding the future, I'd say getting a good job.
Okay.
That's number one fear, probably no matter...
So, like, money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not necessarily money, because you can get money doing something you absolutely hate.
You're
totally
right.
And make mad money.
You're totally right.
But you gotta... A good job is being happy what you're doing and...
Hell yeah.
Making sure that you can provide for your family, whatever it may be.
Hell yeah.
Share the love that way. But yeah. I don't know. I'd say for me, my top fear is going to... probably be a job later on down the road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I dig that, man, and I feel that. I would have to agree with you, and say that one of my top fears. No, okay. Here's the thing. When we say fear, like it is a fear, but at the same time, it's like not. It's like, I don't know. I kind of have an issue with the word fear, just because like it makes you sound like you're like, because when you're scared of something, you're like, whoa. You know, you're standoffish towards it. And you're like backing away. And I wouldn't say more like scared unstably unstable. Wait, it's like I don't. You know what I mean? Like, there's no guarantee. It's like it's an unstable like kind of like teeter totter where you're like, oh my God, I could do this or this could happen, but I don't know. You know,
we're talking about the future. It's always scary because you don't know what's gonna come. So it's not necessarily a fear. It's just something you're not sure about.
Yeah.
You want to be more sure of it.
Yeah. It's a it's an indecisive
it's
truth.
It's a word.
You know,
we should have done better in high school. So we need this word.
It's a word, and we that starts with K.
Would that be your top fear as well?
Maybe like my top fear.
Looking towards the future, a job. Would that
damn.
Be your top?
No. I wouldn't say it'd be my top fear. It's one of them.
Yeah.
One of them. I would probably say my top fear would be I guess more than anything else in my entire life, the thing that I care about most is being able to provide, and I guess, yeah, so I guess I would say the same thing. Yeah,
job,
totally,
yeah.
Totally, the same thing. But it's not so much about the job aspect. It's not like, oh, I'm afraid or like I'm worried about like what, you know, what my job's going to be so I have enough money to provide. It's that I have the ability and the means to provide for the ones that I love, you know, my parents even, you know, and like, you know, a family that I'm going to have in the future and, you know, whatever, just like all this stuff. And like, I guess that's the most important thing for me is I need to know that I can provide for somebody.
Yeah.
Like I don't feel right if I'm not working you know, for somebody else besides myself, you know?
Yeah,
like,
and that's, you know, yeah. that's it's like an animal thing.
It's
those
totally
are animal instincts. You know,
totally
the gorilla's got to bring home the bananas for the babies.
Hell yeah, dude.
That was a terrible analogy.
The gorilla's got to...
No, dude,
you got to say, you got to bring home the meat, bro.
Dude,
bananas, you can go up there, you can pick them. No, just fucking with
There's always someone bringing food to the family, bringing food to the kids.
Yeah, there is.
And
yeah, there is.
We are animals.
Dude, I want to be the Lion King, bro.
You are the Lion King.
Oh, but what about you?
I'm the alpha in the wolf pack.
He's the alpha in the wolf pack, dude. That's exactly what he is, too.
I feel so narcissistic.
I feel pretty egotistical right now.
Oh, God.
No, dude, but no way, Kev, you totally are. And, like... I don't know. To get back, yeah, that would probably be my number one fear. But here's...
Do you think that's because we're in college, and when you're going through college, the whole point of it is to set yourself up for a job. Like, you get out of college, you go work.
Right.
You know, that's the whole thing.
Right.
So, I feel like 2-3 years ago when we were in high school, my fears were probably way different.
Way different.
Yeah.
Way different. Honestly, okay, so I would say...
Dude, when you're in high school, your fears are like... Oh, dude, I hope this girl likes me.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I hope my friends accept me, stuff like that.
Oh yeah, dude. Like, I hope I don't get caught, you know, like smoking a cigarette behind school campus. Like, you know,
dude,
like, that's like your biggest fear. Well,
yeah.
No, not anymore. You're
yeah.
totally right. Wow.
Yeah.
I did quit smoking. Good for me. Pat on my back.
Yay, David.
I'm just kidding. Email me. Tell me how proud of you I am. How proud of me you are.
Me you are is.
I'm really proud of you guys for me quitting. Just messing.
Also,
but,
going to college, when you're in high school, all you're concerned about, for the most part,
hell
is
yeah,
where
dude.
You're going to school.
A lot of it, honestly, a lot of it has to do with going to school. I remember, I honestly would say probably my biggest fear throughout my high school experience, and listen, guys, if you're in high school, shit, give us a call. You know, give us a call, shoot us an email, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. You know, talk to us. Seriously, like, if you're in high school and, you know, like, chances are your fears are a little bit more along the lines of, like the petty things, like the simple things. Like, okay, seriously, right now, at this moment in my life, if I were to take my fears in high school and my worries in high school, my worries now, I'd laugh. I'd be like,
yeah.
Dude, this kid is ignorant. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
You're like trashing on high schoolers.
I'm trashing on me when I was in high school.
Yeah.
I'm saying like seriously, because my fears were like, they're the stupidest thing. Like, oh my God, like, oh, if I cheat on a test, I hope I don't get caught. That's like the greatest fear. Cheating is bad.
You might as then you think to yourself now, like, wow, I'm in college and I study and it's easier than when I had to cheat and less stressful.
Okay, Kev. You study. No, I'm just kidding. I study. I totally do. But yeah, man, that's that. But I would say I'm gonna list off the top fears, the biggest fears of, I guess, the collective. In our generation is what it is. It's our generation's greatest fears. We go job, like we were talking about.
Yeah.
Appearance.
That's huge.
Appearance is a huge thing, man. Especially, okay, high school is probably the worst when it comes to appearance. But
it's so scary. You feel like you're getting judged by everyone.
Because you are.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding.
No.
Nobody cares because they're thinking the same thing. They're like, oh my God, I hope people don't care. And then the person that you think cares what you're wearing is like, oh my God, I hope people don't care. Like,
but yeah, everyone's, you know, like, on the same page.
Yeah, they totally are.
And if they're not and they're cocky, then they're just douchebags.
Then they need a little attitude adjustment over here. Hey, whoa! Okay, well, I'm going to finish this really quick, and then I'm going to tell you what just popped from my head. So, yeah, fears, major fears, job, like we talked about, appearance, huge thing.
Yeah.
Okay, friends. And when we say friends, that means keeping friends, making new friends, you know, the fear of losing old friends.
That's scary, man. Like, we're 19 right now. I've known you since I was in middle school. Like, it's scary thinking, like, What's happening in 10 years? Are we still going to live close by? Are we still going to keep in touch? Like, obviously we're going to keep in touch.
Obviously we're going to keep in touch. Oh, dude, it's the lion and the wolf, bro. We got some stuff to do over here.
You know, and you have, especially after high school, you graduate senior year, and it's sad. And people, you know, everyone kind of makes fun of the people who cry at graduation and at prom and all that, just because, in all honesty, like, half the people you go to high school with, you're not going to see again.
No way.
You're not
less than
again.
That, dude.
Yeah, less than that.
Than that.
Like, my best friend, has moved to Texas, and I hardly get to see him.
Yeah.
And it's sad, and it's hard to keep in touch when they're that far away, and you know everyone's doing other stuff. And
hell yeah, dude! Like
it's scary.
Same, dude. Like a couple of my best, you know, a good friend of ours, Danny.
Yeah.
Hey D, if you're listening, we love you, brother.
Yes, D. Lou.
Whatever. But really, you know, like when Danny left, like I was so excited to like hang out with Danny, like on the weekends. You know, we were in a band together. We'd play music. You know, he'd be like, I'd hit up Kev. Hey, dude, Kev. You know, party at Danny's house. You know, whatever. You know, just hanging out and having good times and stuff. And like all of a sudden, like one day he's gone, and it's like he's up in Santa Cruz right now, and I'm. It's like, dude, like, well, where's Danny? Like, you know, you feel an emptiness. So I totally feel that. And like, you know, a lot of other my good friends of our good friends have left and gone to school. And
moral of the story is come graduation, do cry and say goodbye and hug every single person you
hell
can.
Yeah, dude. Do
and
what you,
don't
yeah.
And don't laugh at the people who cry, because those are the ones who really understand that this is the last time you're going to see some of your friends.
Hell yeah.
Best friends.
Hell yeah, dude. It totally is. So let's see. We have job number one, appearance number two, friends number three. Number four would be staying healthy.
Oh my God.
Hey, that's a funny one, because considering, you know, like kids in our generation. Okay. Want to talk about something I'm worried about? Kids coming up in our generation, dude. Like,
the
generation.
Yeah, we're gonna change the topic a little bit right now.
Yeah, we are. No, there's some bad
stuff. Jersey Shore, man.
I blame Jersey Shore, dude. It's Jersey Shore's fault. It's Teen Mom's fault. It's the like, what's that show? Like 16 and Pregnant, whatever. It's all that shit, dude. It's
when,
like,
when you see these 16-year-old girls getting pregnant, like I met these people a couple years ago on a cruise. And I just checked their Facebooks, and they have like 3 kids, and they're my age. They're 19. That means they were pregnant at like 15 and 16.
Whoa.
Like it's because of these shows, and like people want to be on TV and have a baby on TV.
Hell yeah.
It's the most public thing in the world.
I honestly, dude, my issue with it is like, and like, you know, I'll like, if it's on or whatever, like I'm not like follow the shows, but I'll watch it because I'm interested and because it's fascinating, and I'm curious to like to see what is really being broadcasted, you know what I mean? And dude, of all stations, MTV, oh my gosh, like MTV, like every go up to any kid that like has a television and like cable and be like, hey, do you like, have you heard of MTV, or like, do you watch MTV on a somewhat regular basis? I guarantee you'll get like, most of them will be like, yeah.
MTV should ban like half their shows. Like Jersey Shore, all it advocates is drinking, partying, wearing your hair in a terrible fashion. Like, and kids are doing it.
Hell yeah, dude. Hey, we got a caller. We're going to take it right now. Hey, you are on the air. Dave's Good Vibration Station. Who are we speaking with?
Hi.
Who are we talking to?
This is Josie.
Hey, Josie. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Wonderful. Where are you calling from?
How are you handsome men doing?
Oh, well, we're doing just fine.
That's doing pretty well.
Yeah, we're doing great. Where are you calling from, Josie?
Woodland Hills.
Woodland Hills, very cool. What do you wanna talk about today? Why'd you call us?
Something about what we're scared about for when we grow up.
Yeah. What are your fears, Miss Josie?
Yeah, let's hear them.
I'm scared of getting old and saggy.
You're scared of getting old and saggy.
Saggy? Well, that's funny. We were just about to start talking about health and staying healthy
that's true.
And all that.
That is very true. We were. And Josie, can I give you a little piece of advice?
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
16.
You're 16.
Oh, 17. My bad.
Oh, whoa, she's 17. That changes things, guys.
You got some years ahead of you.
No, here's the thing. Honestly, Josie, if there's one thing that I can tell you, it's like worrying at 16 years old about becoming old and saggy is the silliest waste of thought ever, because you have like so many beautiful, wonderful, amazing years ahead of you that I promise and guarantee, according to like the law of gravity, you will not become saggy for a very long time. And if you keep
the best piece of advice for someone not wanting to get old and saggy is go exercise. Like,
live in the moment. Don't worry about it.
Dude, you can eat Big Macs all day.
Hell yeah.
If you run 6 miles a day.
It's true.
You know, if you exercise and eat right, you don't even have to eat right. You just got to exercise.
You do have to stay exercise.
Josie, you living with the hills.
I'm scared of growing up and not being able to do the stuff that I can do when I'm a little kid.
Really?
Well, you get old. Your body gets older. You, like right now, I'm not going to do anything crazy. Like, or well, 20 years from now, I'm not going to be the same hockey goalie than I am now.
Hell yeah.
Your body gets older. You get slower.
Yeah.
But
no, you dude, stay, you're going to be in the NHL.
No, you
all
just...
Right,
can I hand a phone over to... Oh, just kidding. Thank you.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Yeah,
Josie.
That was great. Thanks, Josie. Hope we helped.
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Thanks, Josie.
Dave, I want to start running. Let's go for a run.
Let's go for your run. We'll talk about that after the show, man. One thing at a time, bro.
Yeah, staying healthy. Man.
No, but like, yeah, staying healthy. Because that is a worry. That is a fear of kids in our generation is staying healthy. Also, we make a lot of bad decisions. For example... I'm in college. Kevin's in college. All of our friends are in college, at least most of them. And I'll tell you that through word of mouth, which you've probably heard, and along with that, through you know, just being in the college life, in the college world, people and kids our age definitely do things to maybe not benefit their health in the best way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel like the younger and younger generations are doing crazier things.
Worse and worse things.
When I was in middle school, even when I was in high school, I had no thoughts that kids were having sex in like 8th grade.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know kids touched marijuana or anything like that until they were like 10th, 11th grade in high school.
Yeah,
like
that's
those were the years for me to like where I saw like everyone else kind of like experimenting or whatever.
Yeah.
But now you hear about these 6th graders like given blowjobs and,
yeah,
and having sex
and like and like not it. Like not only that but like I totally did like absolutely dude okay there's kids at our local high school like Kevin my local high school there's kids that like that are like freshmen and like okay I'm not even kidding true story it'll be really quick true story so my beautiful girlfriend and I were we're in my car. I'm pulling into the gas station. I'm just going to fill up my car. And there's some policemen, whatever. Smells like bacon. No, there's some cops. And, you know, I'm just pulling in. I'm trying to get some gas. Everything's innocent over here. You know, like, I mean, obviously I'm not doing anything illegal. So I get out of the car. I walk up to the cashier to give him, you know, $20 or whatever. And on my way, the cops, they stop me. I'm just walking, and now I'm wearing jeans, a beanie, and a flannel. And they stop me. They go, hey. I said, hey, how you doing? Like, how you doing, officers? They're like, what's your name? I said, you know, my name is David. What's your last name? David Cohen. Like, all right. And then they just, you know, they start asking me questions. Like, what you doing? You know, where are you going?
Just because you were
like,
looking a certain
just,
way?
Just be, not, a, yeah, because I don't know. Because I look like, okay, whatever. Their next question to me, out of nowhere, they go, are you, yeah, they said, what high school do you go to? I said, you know, sir, I'm out of high school. I've been out of high school for 2 years. Where'd you go? I said, I went to Calabasas. First thing that they say, they're like, oh, they're like, they're like, do you have any, okay, they asked me if I had cocaine, and they asked me if I had heroin, believe it or not. They asked me, they said, okay, do you have any cocaine or heroin in the car? And I said, absolutely not, sir, like, no, you know, and I asked him, I said, if you don't mind me asking, just out of curiosity, why, you know, why of all things would you ask me if I have like the like these two like gnarly drugs like what are you, you know,
that's really random.
And
he
said, yeah, he goes, believe it or not, in, you know, in this area, he goes, a lot of the kids are, the big thing now is cocaine and heroin
in high school.
It's a big thing in high school.
Wow.
Yeah, in high school.
You know, it's sad. It's scary and sad, and there's too many shows on TV now. I hate to blame TV for all this because, you know, the school we went to was also like a wealthy area.
And, it was.
You know, when the kids have money, they will buy
spend
that
it on
stuff.
Drugs. Yeah. Hey, we actually, we just got an email from Ashley. It says, hey, Dave and Kev. We say, hey, Ash, what's up?
Hey.
She goes, it's Ashley. I'm in Cal State Northridge Theater. Okay, so she's in college at Cal State Northridge. She goes, I'm in Cal State Northridge theater program, and I want to be an actress. But I'm not pretty or skinny enough.
What?
She goes, I'm a good actress and a good singer, but if you don't look like Scarlett Johansson, I'm screwed.
That's a bunch of ridiculousness.
And then she says, why is everybody so focused on every actor or actress being hot? It's not fair or normal looking to people who are talented.
Have you seen the movie Precious?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
You know, I've seen parts of it.
The main actress in that is 500 pounds.
Okay. That is, that's totally, you know, there you go, Ash.
The new trend now is, you know, like the Victoria's Secret's even doing it, where they're having these women who aren't skinny, and they're not fat, they're not skinny, they're normal women. They're the average American, and they're making the covers of all these magazines in their bras and their underwear.
Hell yeah.
And it's really showing the true image of how women are and
absolutely
how they should look. And you don't have to be freaking anorexic with your rib bones showing.
I think it's gross.
That's not beautiful.
I think it's kind of, I'm not really, I mean, that's me. I'm just not really into that, like, where girls are, like, trying to get, like, so skinny, like,
it's not
like,
beautiful.
Oh, here's my ribs, like, whoa.
It's unhealthy.
It is unhealthy.
It's almost impossible to achieve the body type that the Victoria's Secret models have. Like, these women are probably eating one piece of lettuce a day.
And like snorting half a lines of cocaine.
Yeah. No, yeah. Like,
but seriously, that's not normal.
That's
not
healthy, and that's not beautiful. Beautiful is healthy.
Ashley, the biggest thing in here, and then we have a caller that we're going to get to. The biggest thing that I want to touch on your email is you said that you believe and you know that you're a good actress and a good singer. If you know that you're a good actress and you know that you're a good singer, you have that true belief within yourself, channel that. Honestly, Ashley, channel that. Like just become that. Like, that is what you are. And, like, you probably are, you know, you probably are just kind of more, you know, more judgmental on yourself than anybody else will ever be, you know? And I think that Kevin's totally right on point. You know, there's so many actors and actresses out there that aren't, you know, oh my God, the most attractive girls in the whole entire world. No, you know, and they're great actresses, they're great actors, great singers, and, you know, that could be you. That is you. Why not?
Yeah.
We're gonna take this call right now. You're live on the air, Dave's Good Vibration Station. How you doing? Who are we talking to today?
You're talking to Theo from Thousand Oaks.
How you doing, man? Thanks for calling in.
What up, gangsta?
I'm good. you young guys have a lot to worry about. I've got kids your age. The advice that I gave my kids was to go to school, get out of school as fast as you can, spend as little as you can, and then make the most of it later.
Yeah.
I like that. Get in, get out, make money once you're out.
Yeah. I really like that.
Also, the most important thing, when I was your age, my fear was going out after school, you know, after I got out of school, and if for some reason I didn't make it, I needed to know that my family would be there to help me.
Were they there for you?
Absolutely. And they're still there for me now.
That's awesome.
So you just need to make a check at home, do your work for school, and get in, get out, and get it going.
Yeah. Always have a plan B. That's what it's sounding like.
Yeah. You know, I really like that. I'm sorry, what was your name?
Theo.
Oh, Theo. Thanks, Theo. I got to say, I actually really like that, because that right there is in itself that's a plan. You know, like, that's like, if you enter whatever you're doing with that mentality of like, okay, well, I'm going to save money, spend not as much as I really want to, you know, and go to school, get out of school. That's like set, you know, that's solid. That's solidified. And that is up to you. Like, there's nobody. See, the thing about, oh, like, I may get a good job, may not get a good job. The thing about it is, like, if you go to school and, like, if you really, really have a plan for yourself, then, like, there's nobody that can hold you back but you.
That's true.
You know?
That's very true. All right. Thanks so much for calling in, Theo.
Yeah, thanks, Theo.
Good piece of advice.
Okay.
All right. Have
Take
a good
care,
one.
Guys. All right.
Cool. I like when parents call in.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah. Because, you know, they were where we are at one point.
Yeah. No,
they were young.
They totally were.
They made mistakes, you know. Everyone makes mistakes.
Yeah. Kev, I wanted to talk about something that personally you need to fancy up on a little bit. Let's talk about appearance. I'm totally kidding. Wow, man, you've gotten buff, bro. If you guys could just be in the studio right now and look at this man that's sitting right next to me, wow. He's now you guys are gonna be like, whoa, great, Dave's gay. No, he's getting buff, guys. He's been hitting the gym. But seriously, appearance is like. Appearance is, I feel like, in kids' eyes and in you know, I think even like everybody's eyes, dude, like a lot of people, like appearance is such a big, big, huge aspect of like the whole way that you view yourself, the way that you choose to present yourself.
The way you live your life, you know. It's,
the way you live your life.
If you don't have any confidence because you're not confident with your appearance, you're going to half-ass, like say you work in an office and you have like a desk job, like you're gonna be the quiet guy in his cubicle.
Yeah,
you know, you're not gonna be the one getting the promotions and going up to the boss and saying, hey man, look what I'm doing, look at how hard I'm working,
right?
You know, appearance is everything. You just have to be confident with yourself, and you know, if there's something you don't like about yourself, then try to change it. If you think you're a little overweight, then start working out. If you are a chain smoker and you want to stop smoking, like me, if I can stop smoking, I'm trying.
Yeah,
I'm working.
Yeah, so. Totally, man. And I feel like appearance also has such a powerful influence on society.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause like when you turn the TV on or whatever, like if you notice, seriously, okay, do this right now. If like, you know, you're sitting at home, whatever, turn the TV on. You're gonna see a person on that TV. Chances are you're going to see a person on that TV, unless it's like the wildlife program. You don't see camels dressed up in college shirts. But you're going to see a person on that TV, and chances are that person is dressed to impress.
And fit and healthy. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Or and if they're not fit and healthy, like, for example, the show like Intervention, it's an example of like what not to be, like, you know, like
the biggest loser.
The biggest. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly, bro. It's that stuff. And I feel like for the individual, and hey, listen, guys, this is going out to everybody out there. Like, it's so important that you feel comfortable in this, like in the shoes that you walk in and like, you know, and the clothes that you wear. And I'm not saying that. In a term to be like, oh, fashion is so important. I literally could give a flying shit about
flying fuck.
Flying fuck, yeah.
Language, sir.
About about fashion, but what I think it is it has such a gnarly impact, and I feel like it's so important to the individual's consciousness that like it's almost a guarantee that you have to like feel good in what you wear. You know what I mean? To succeed, because you don't see like the guys that are like, and guys and girls are all like really successful and really happy, and like, you know, all these guys, you don't see them, you know, complaining about their clothes. You don't see them, and being like dressed up in like raggedy ass, like
some of the wealthiest people I know are people who wear worn down tattered jeans and,
hell yeah, dude,
T-shirts from Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your people who want to be rich, and like, you know, they're on the path. They're wearing like Armani suits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you know, it doesn't matter what you wear, as long as you're feeling good about yourself.
Exactly.
Like you can wear the weirdest looking clothes in the world, and you know they're weird.
Yeah.
But if you still feel good with yourself, and you're still confident, you know, like,
that's 100%. That's gold, baby. That's gold. Hey, we got another email coming in. It goes, hey, Dave and Kev.
Hey.
I'm 23 and still in college. I have another semester to go because I took two semesters off. I still live at home and I want to get out, but I want to finish school. But a friend of mine says his dad will hire me full time at his clothing store. I'm so confused. Help.
It sounds...
Well, here's the thing. You didn't leave a name, but that's quite all right. Nameless over here. I'm gonna say to you that maybe what you should do is talk to your friend's dad about working part-time. You know, that way if it's about income and you want money, you can get some income, but then go to school.
You can still take night classes. Like, you want to get out of school, yeah. Your goal should be definitely to finish school.
Yeah.
Get your AA. Do whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
Get your bachelor's. But you can still work and go to school.
Absolutely. Some sort of like, yeah.
It's not hard to do.
No way, man.
Well, it's hard. It's really hard.
But it's not.
Dave and
it's
I
not.
Are going through that right now.
I know, dude. You know, we're like, oh, class. Hey, we got another.
What's up? We're doing it.
We're doing it, though. Hopefully that helped. You know, just have a balance, have some sort of equilibrium within your life. And, you know, if you just, if you're kind of like a black and white person, like you need to do this and need to do that, then focus on school because you have the rest of your life to work. That's what my dad tells me. Hey, we got a caller on the air. We're going to take this right now. How you doing? You're live on the air. Dave's Good Vibration Station. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Marilyn from Woodland Hills. How you doing?
Hey, Marilyn, how you doing?
Good, great. I had one little comment about appearance.
Okay, let's hear it.
Your wardrobe and what you wear tells a story about who you are.
Yeah.
So when you go out there in life,
you're a woman.
Make sure you're telling a story to people that you want them to see.
That's true.
Right.
That's very true.
Right.
Whether it's a business person or an artist or a musician or a student.
You know, I would have to agree with you on that, Marilyn. You know, your wardrobe does, it's definitely an extension of yourself. You know, what you wear, and you have your own fashion, and the clothes that you, like, clothes that define you.
Right.
Like, for me, I always wear my Dickies shorts.
There you go.
That's my thing.
That's your thing.
I like my Dickies shorts.
And it makes you feel good.
And that's Kevin.
Casual.
That's Kevin.
Right.
That's
Kevin. I'm always casual.
You know, Marilyn, I have to say, that's totally correct. I've never really thought of it like that, because, like, When you like put something on and you like go to present yourself, you're not really thinking about how you want to kind of like display like kind of your experiences, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like what you do. You know, you put on clothes and you're like, okay, like this is what I wear.
This is me.
Right.
This is me. When you dress up in the morning, that is you.
That is
like,
you.
That's your goal for the day is to be yourself and like this is what you feel like.
Yeah.
Well, my inspiration comes from movies and stage, because when you're telling a story in a movie, a big part of what the person is about is what they have on, what time of day it is, what month of the year it could be, where they might be, who they might be reflecting, how old they are, all those things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like a science.
You know, that's totally true. Because, like, if Ryan Reynolds and, like, the Green Lantern, you know, if he wasn't wearing, like...
If he was wearing blue?
If he was wearing...
then it wouldn't be the Green
Lantern. It wouldn't be the Green Lantern. Like, you know, like, and let's see, what else? If,
Well, think about Harry Potter. What if he was at the beach instead of in a very cold climate like England?
You know? That would definitely change
and
the plot.
Everyone would see his ginormous happy trail all the time.
No.
He's got the biggest bush coming out of his pants.
That's funny, dude. No.
It's true. Google it. Google Daniel Radcliffe. See that happy
Well,
trail.
That's my little piece of the day. I hope you have a great day, guys.
Marilyn, thank you so much, and we love the perspective.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marilyn. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Cool.
No, you know, that's totally true. That's totally true. I never really thought about it. What, you know, what if Harry Potter... No, better yet, what if Harry Potter was, like, he was in, like, the setting that he was... But he was like, he was just like, he was wearing like a wetsuit. And he had like a surfboard. His surfboard is like his wand.
The costume designer for that movie would get fired.
Would definitely get fired.
Dave, what's your thing of clothing? Because, you know, like mine's my Dickies shorts.
What's my comfort clothing? My comfort zone?
Your like favorite type of clothing?
Like for like style type thing? Like
just what's David?
Okay, David would be like... right now...
I want to say slippers.
Right now I'm wearing slippers. But they're comfy slippers.
They're like shoe slippers.
They're like shoe slippers. They're shoe slippers. I was going to say, like, shoe lippers, but...
Slippers.
There would be slippers.
Slippers.
I don't know, slippers, you know, 505 Levi's, and, a t-shirt. And a t-shirt. You know, extra large, whatever. That's usually
whatever.
That's
a little oversized.
A little oversized, just
you know
to
how we do.
Just to get the hanging down a little bit. Not too tight of pants, just, you know, kind of loosey goosey, hanging down a little bit, you know.
And some sexy Christmas time underwear.
Yeah. My underwear says jingle my bells is when it sounds. I just think it's great.
That's pretty cool.
Cool underwear, guys. So
So we talked about clothing.
So way more important than your fears, your worries, your thoughts and feelings, my underwear.
David's underwear.
No, I'm just kidding, guys. But in all seriousness,
back to fear.
You know, appearance is a very powerful thing, and as long as you feel good, as long as you feel happy in the clothes that you wear, that's a very positive thing. Money.
Dude.
Is that probably the biggest word someone's ever said? Like,
dude, money is... Well, yeah, that ties back to the whole job thing, you know
It does
I mean?
Tie back to the whole job thing.
Yeah.
It How does.
when you make money now, like, you know, you're working full time. I'm working full time. We're both going to school.
Yeah.
I get my paycheck, and I haven't really been saving. Like, it feels good to spend money.
It does.
You feel good.
It feels great. It feels good. It feels so good.
You feel confident.
It feels so good to spend money. To, like, just, like, I don't know, to pull out, like, a bill, be like, oh, I got this, bam. You know, like.
Yeah,
like,
let me take you to a fancy-ass dinner.
Hell yeah, dude. And then, you know, Mr., like, ego head comes over here. You're like, oh, you have coin. You got money. You're like, hey, baby, let's do it. Next thing you're like, oh, shit. Like,
where's all my
like,
money?
Like, Mr. Money Man has to go back to work. No, but seriously, it's so true. And I think, hey, kids, listen up. Save your money. Oh my god, dude.
Yeah, I'm thinking of how good it feels to spend money, but then I feel like it'd feel even better to save it.
You can, right? And like, the cool thing is, like, you can spend money. It's not like a black or white over here. You know what I mean? Like you have like, you like, that's, you know, like you can spend money. You, if you have it, you spend it, but save a little bit. Here's the thing. It's seriously. Like, throughout my entire life, I've been kind of like, been very back and forth when it comes to like, should I save? Should I spend? Should I save? So sometimes, like, for like a month, I'll save and I'll have like all this money, and then like something will happen and like I'll spend it, and then I'll just like get a paycheck spend, and then I'll start to save a little bit. But here's the thing: it wasn't until like, see, every cloud has a silver lining, right?
Yeah.
1 week, I got 2 tickets for being on the fucking cell phone.
You got two in that one
week? I got
2 in a row,
dude. Like, literally within, like, 4 days of each other. I was on the phone with you the first time.
Dave calls me. He's like, oh, hey, man, what's up? And right when I was about to say hi, I was like, oh, hi. And he's like, oh, fuck.
Whoop, whoop.
You hear, like, the sirens
oh,
go off.
Whoop, whoop. You're just like, oh, dude. So, okay. But because of that, I need to put a little money, I need a little chunk over here, chunk over here, chunk over here, and it sucks. And I'm just thinking, like, wow, like, this, like, $40, $50 out of this paycheck that, like, I'm putting away, like, I could be, like, spending on something, like, really fun, like dinner, you know, or,
Six
like,
Flags.
Six Flags, yeah. Like, a movie, or, like, and it just sucks. And, like, when you think about it like that, when you put it in your head and you're like, well, there's all this money that I'm spending that, like, I could be saving, like, seriously, yeah. I'm after this, like, after I pay my cell phone tickets off, I'm just going to, like, continue putting that money away as if I did have cell phone tickets to pay for.
You know, I was talking to my dad the other day, and he was telling me, you know, you're working full time, you're only taking 3 classes a semester, I should be taking 4, but that's another story. But, you know, he was telling me that I should be putting away a third of my paycheck, every single paycheck, third of it into savings. Do not touch it. So I'm going to start. Let's start getting on that.
Yeah. Hey, Kev, we just got an email in. I know you're looking at the screen. Do you want to read this one off?
Yes, I do.
Indeed. All right. I just thought, you know, we traded up over here.
It's my reading time.
All right.
I hope I do well.
This is In the Corner with Kevin. Here we go.
In the corner. I like that.
In the corner with Kevin.
Corner spelled with a K.
Corner.
All right. Dave and Kev. You guys have such great personalities and sound hot.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. That's very nice of you. Go on.
You're all right, Dave. You're all right.
Kevin, you're hot, bro. Go on. Keep talking.
Do you have a way to get in touch with me and some cute friends? Love, Amy.
No, I don't.
Hey, Amy. You sound like
Kevin
a sweetheart.
Kevin and I both don't have... I mean, there's a definite way that you can get in touch with us, which I'll give you.
Email us at davesvibrationstation
at gmail.com. davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. But we appreciate the compliments. It's very nice of you. But we highly, highly suggest only sending us emails having to do with, you know, problems or like issues, and you know, like that's what we're here. Like, talk to us about, you know, you can send us an email about something that you're really stoked about.
Dave, you have a girlfriend, right?
I do have a girlfriend, literally best girl on the planet.
Yeah, you guys are awesome together.
Couldn't ask for anything better. Thanks, bro. Hey, you have a girlfriend, right, Kev?
I do have a girlfriend.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
it's just cool. So you know.
So sorry, Amy. We are both.
We're all just doing good times over here.
Both taken.
You know what I mean? But hey, you know, we love the positivity. We love the good vibration.
We can hook you up with some friends.
Dave's good vibration.
I'm just kidding. A little bit.
Kevin, you silly man. Hey, but in a serious note, when it comes to, we were talking about money.
We were.
Right? We're talking about how, I guess, like...
Yeah, we were, and then we got a call, right? We were talking about money, and then we got a call from Maryland. That was really nice. That was a nice call. We're going to say, I'm going to say that money, like, being a teenager, being a kid, like, at this day and age, all kids are, like, honestly, a lot of them are, like, raised different, because, like, I don't know, the high school that, like, we, Kevin and I went to, like, the whole mentality was very, very based around, like, you don't really...
How much money do you have?
Yeah, you know, like, yeah. Like, how much money do you have? And, like... You know, Kevin and I, like, we don't, like, live in Calabasas, you know, like, you know, we live, like, around the corner, like, we're kind of, like, in, like, the back skirts, you know, whatever. we're like, yeah, we're here on permit, we go here, like, okay. But in all seriousness, like, the, I would say money has, like, such a huge, powerful, like, influence, even on, like, teenagers and stuff. And, like, I was going to say, the high school that we went to, like, kids didn't, like, I don't know, at least a lot of the kids that I was surrounded by, a lot of them didn't really have to work. You know, a lot of them
some
drove BMWs.
Some people don't. But, you know, you're a kid. You gotta spend some money, work, you know? Like, if you're young and you're working and you're going to school and all that, you know, have fun, spend your money, because you have the next 30 years to be saving for that second house on that one lake that your wife wants you to buy.
Hell yeah.
And the kids' college and stuff like that. So you have the rest of your life to save. So while you're young and having a good time, you know, spend some money,
have a good time, you know. And I also think that it's a really, really great principle to start working at a young age. I started working when I was 14. That's like when I got my first like real job or whatever. I got like a permit from like my school saying I could work. And I was like, oh, cool, I work. I was like the first one of my friends, like, oh, he goes, you have a job. Sorry, I got to go to work. I'm like, oh, you work, you're cool. No, but, not to mention it was a surf shop. Whoa.
That's awesome.
No, I'm just playing. But really, I'm not playing, but it was fun. But yeah, you know, like, I think it's good principles to work. I think that's not something that you need to be necessarily worried about unless you're put in a financial situation where you need to be worried about that.
Dude, sometimes, though, you know, even if I won the lottery today, I would continue working and doing what I'm doing.
Yeah. Dude, it's fun.
Working's fun. It's good. You got to do what you
got
to do.
Hey, man, we got one last email that we're going to take before because... way more important than talking about money is answering your email. So it says, I am writing this anonymously because two of my friends I used to hang out with are in high school and are into meth. I hate to see them as junkies, but they are ruining their lives. They won't go to rehab. Their families are freaking out. Should I call the cops on them so they can get sober and go to jail or rehab? Question mark. These are good friends and they are dying. They aren't eating. All they do is stay tweaked. Wow. Well, anonymous. I'm gonna start it. Kev, do you want to take this one? Do you want to start with this?
My quick little thing is, I don't think you should call the cops, and I hope those parents know. And if those parents know,
call the parents.
And they're not doing anything about it, they win the award for the worst parents of the year.
Hell yeah.
So.
Hell yeah, dude.
Tell the parents.
Yeah.
Parents need to know. Parents need to freaking do something about that, because that's not something that should be sliding. Send those kids to rehab. Do whatever it takes. Get them out of that public school, wherever they're going.
Seriously.
You know.
Move. It, honestly, like, when I hear stuff like that, you know, kids being hooked on meth and shit, that breaks.
Don't call the cops. That could ruin everything. You know, if the parents do something about it, it'll be cleaner. And it'll be less traumatizing for the kid.
Yeah, absolutely. Do not take it upon yourself. Do not take it in your own hands to call the cops. Call the parents. Because, like, honestly, like, dude, that could fuck up so much that, like, I get it, you're trying to look out, but, like, if you call the cops, then, like, what if, like, I don't know, the parents could get,
the kid gets a felony charge for possession of meth, whereas if you tell the parents send him to rehab, they don't have any felony charges.
And you don't know really, like, the housing situation, maybe you do, I don't know the housing situation, but maybe the parents could get in trouble and all this crazy stuff. Just, I would say, seriously, thanks for reaching out and emailing us, I just have to say, definitely, definitely talk to the parents. Definitely talk to the parents if you haven't already. Hey, guys. Indeed. I just, like...
Dave, this was fun. Thank you for having me back on the show.
Man, thanks for coming on the show. This is, like, you know, this is fun. This is brand new. We got, like, Dave's Good Vibration Station over here. You know what I mean? Like, we got Kevin Scringy on the microphone here.
Scringe.
Hey, we had a great first episode of A Good Vibration Station. We got a bunch of emails. We got some calls. We love you guys so very much. Here we are, raising your vibration every Sunday at 1. This is LATalkRadio.com. I'm your host, David Cohen. Make sure to tune in. We love you guys. Have a great Sunday filled with love, light, and blessings. Bye-bye.
It's possible to love someone and not treat them in the way that you want. It's possible to see your eyes be the devil in disguise with the mouth the front end. It's possible to change this world, revolutionize the boys and girls. It's possible to educate the next generation of a rude word someday. It's possible to love someone and not treat them in the way that you want. It's possible to see your eyes be the devil in disguise with another burden. It's possible to change this world, revolutionize the boys and girls. It's possible to educate the next generation of a rude word. The changing times of the 21st century means nothing to me, cause I would rather be at the beginning of time. Earth would be mine, living in luxury, discovering a world out there, believing in the sun, earth, water, and air. Take me there so I can see the world bloom, standing on a sea cliff, howling at the moon. Creating a world for the open-minded, a unique perception, a true desire. I know we could find it. It's just a matter of where and when we collectively decided. The world is not a vicious place, it's just the way we've been raised. Discovering time and space, I know that we could make our change.